greetings and assalamu alaikum.
Blog Talk Radio.
We want to take this opportunity to welcome you. We want to take this opportunity to welcome you to our show. We want to create an opening for the show by making a prayer, opening dua, as we call it. And we'll do that now, opening dua. It is Al-Fatiha in the Arabic, and we'll give it in the English translation of it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. And that can be translated in English as, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. The praise and the thanksgiving is due to Almighty God, who is Lord and Cherisher of all the worlds, who is most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace, those whose portion in this life is not wrath, and those who go not astray. So again, we want to welcome you to our show. Very briefly talk about the theme for the show. The theme is the health and wealth of natural community life. The health and wealth of natural community life. And we explain this theme by saying that health and wealth are related terms, but they are necessary in community life. In fact, what we say is, and we will be exploring this during the show, is that it is the birthright of the human being to be healthy and wealthy. And we will get into that in more depth, but that is the premise of our thinking in this show. It is the birthright of the human being to be healthy and wealthy.
We want to really go into the connection between health and wealth by pointing out that, well, let's point out the role that our Creator, that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God the Creator, has given His human creation. And that role is to be the caretakers of His creation. It's a very weighty and a very significant role, and it is one that we have to take very seriously in our worship of our Creator. So we know that we have acts of worship that we do in prayer and fasting and giving and charity and other acts of worship. But one very significant act of worship is to live out the role that Allah, that God has given us as His human creation. And in order to do that, we have to explore ways that really evolve us in that role, that give us the skills, that give us just whatever it takes to be responsible in that role. Because being caretakers, of course, means taking care of the earthly environment. It means taking care of peoples within that environment. But before, and we need wealth, we need resources to do that, of course, and that's evident. But before we can take care of the earthly environment, on the planet Earth, we have to be able to take responsibility for our own personal Earth. And what is our personal Earth? The personal Earth is our own individual environment. In a large sense, we are a microcosm of the planet Earth. What is in the Earth is in us also, and we'll be exploring that more a little bit later. And the more responsibility that we take and the knowledge that we gain for taking care of ourselves, then the better we will be equipped to take care of the larger environment on the earth, whether that's in a more expanded way in our families, in our communities, in our society around us, and just the human earthly population that ultimately in some way we are responsible for impacting in our own individual way. So when we are healthy in our body, our mind, and our soul, then we have the physical, intellectual, and spiritual energy to move forward and get the wealth and the resources that we need. And what is the challenge of that? All right, the challenge of that is that it's not happening the way that we would like for it to happen. Possibly it's not even happening the way that it needs to happen. But then in a sense, we always know that however something is occurring, it's happening by God's decree. And it is happening within his time frame. So we always want to keep the balance of that, though, by knowing that we still have a personal responsibility for answering this challenge of being in this role. So we will be talking about that, how to get in balance from the out of balance that we frequently are in at this time.
So Kadira and I will be partnering in co-hosting this show. The show is planned weekly on Mondays at the same time at 8 until 9, and she and I will be co-hosting the show on some events and individually hosting on other events. So every Monday, God willing, we hope to come before you to create a conversation about the true human life. I am Abdul Hakim Yamini. I am a native Atlantan. I've had the opportunity to travel around the world twice in my life and to have some fantastic experiences in the human event. But I will be joining tonight and every week with my wife to co-host this show. I have a consulting practice that operates out of Atlanta. It is a global consulting practice dealing with organization, community planning and development, and leadership planning and development. That is the consulting practice we have, and it is intertwined in what we will be dealing with on this show. Also, as we contact each other or connect with each other throughout the world, it's an opportunity for us to expand our conversation on a much broader plane.
Well, my husband calls me Kadira, and that is my name. That's actually my middle name. My full name, though, is Layla Kadira, and there are people that know me by Layla. Some people know me by Kadira. So now I usually use my full name simply as Layla Kadira. And I am a certified health coach. Most people who know me here in Atlanta know that I have been passionate about health for many, many years. And first of all, I was passionate about my own health in terms of answering a lot of the health challenges that I've had. None of them so critical that I was in a life or death situation. I thank Allah for that. But still health challenges that really had me not feeling well, not being able to do the things that I wanted to do, and just not being productive. And there were times when I was being told by my physicians that I needed to go on medication for different things, and I really never was satisfied with that. I would stay on medication for a while, and then I would always have the inspiration and the motivation to be seeking out some type of natural way for my healing. And I did that for many, many years, just focusing on myself. And then at some point, I just decided I wanted to be able to help other people get healthy and to share with them my experience, but I also wanted to be able to have a knowledge base for what I shared with them that was in some structured way, from some structured institution. So I went to through a program with a school called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and it is considered to be the world's largest nutrition school. It's located in New York City, and they have online certifications that I was able to complete one within a year. So ever since 2010, I have had this certification as a board-certified health coach, holistic health coach, and I do focus on nutrition, but I also focus on other lifestyle factors that impact our health. And I currently have a business called Footsteps to Wellness, and what I do now, I do individual coaching with women primarily, and also do group coaching, and I do presentations, nutritional presentations to children in after-school programs throughout the city. And I really enjoy what I'm doing. It's just so connected with who I am, and I feel a sense of purpose and mission with what I'm doing. And that's another aspect of my coaching, not just getting people to see how to eat healthier, but have them to connect, see how they can connect with understanding what purpose Allah or God has put into their being and what they're supposed to do and how they can get healthier in order to do that. So all of this is part of health, and again, it's part of wealth. It's about building your own personal health, your own personal wealth, and then being able to expand that in a much broader way.
Our intent in doing the program is really to trigger a conversation between the collective body, that is you and Kadir and I, about change, about positive change, about development, about establishment, the birthright of the human being. How do we get to that place where we are established, where we are developed, where we are engaged, and really, as Kadir said early, functioning as caretakers, as gardeners of the earth? Well, how do we plan to do that? Well, one way is that we want to provide information that is transformative information. That is, information that is not about the doldrums or what's wrong, but what is possibly right. Information that triggers change, change in our thinking, in the way we behave, within ourselves as individuals, within our families, within our society, within our communities, trigger change. Change that will bring back balance, bring us back to balance, produce balance in our life. Because the ultimate expression of success is balance. So we're going to be pursuing sharing information that is transformative information. And we want to acknowledge the power of conversation. That in a conversation between us about change and about development and establishment, we can trigger the environment to produce change and establishment. We want the program to facilitate interaction. We want to provide some information, and the response of that information is exchanged between us and the radio audience. And if this radio program is not big enough to facilitate that interaction between us, then we'll have to do something else. That would be the success of the program. The radio program will not be big enough. Even if we expand it to 2 hours, it still won't be big enough to hold our conversation about establishment, about our birthright, which is establishment and development in this earth, in partnership with earth. So that's the intent of the program. That's what we want to achieve. And we really ask you to join us in prayer and dua, asking the Almighty Creator to bless us with that, for us and for you and for those who we are not connected with directly, for them also. Because that's the vehicle for peace in our lives, balance and establishment.
Yes. So we want to facilitate conversation, all right? We want to really trigger change within you, thinking about things differently, seeing new perspectives, seeing things a different way, wanting to do things a different way. So we want to challenge you in many ways. And I know my husband he knows this about me, and I probably people who know me know this about me, is that I like conversation. I love good conversation. But at some point, I'm going to ask, okay, what are we going to do? All right, what's the next step? What are we going to take from this to move forward and start that small step towards doing something that we're saying needs to be done in our conversation? So we're going to put that out there to you. So it's not just about talk. It is about implementation. And I really believe that that's something that people now see, the importance of establishment. And in establishment, it means action. It means doing things. And again, in order to do things effectively, you have to be in balance. You have to have good health. You have to feel well physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Those things have to be in sync. So tonight we're going to give you an opportunity. Like we said, this is going to be interactive. We don't want to just sit up here talking at you and lecturing you. This is not a lecture. So we want to start engaging conversation tonight. And in a few minutes, probably in about 10 or 15 minutes, because Hakeem and I do want to explore our respective topics a little bit more with you, just so that you really understand where we're coming from. We want to lay the foundation for that. But we do want you, invite you to call in tonight with your comments, your questions, and any suggestions for topics that you think that we need to explore. And the number that you would call in, now some people are already dialed in just to listen to the program, but when we give the word, we'll give the high sign by saying it, that we would like for you to actually start, ask a question, all right, make a comment. And for those of you who may be logged in on your computer, you probably see the call-in number, but I'm going to say it just in case you don't see it. The number is 714-816-4673. Again, that is 714-816-4673. And once you call in, you'll be able to listen, but if you want to say something or when you want to say something, you must push 1 so that you can be in the caller's queue, and then we can open up the mic so that you can say something. So please stay tuned for that.
We want to talk about some tools that we can use to facilitate this conversation that we're having, or that we are building. One of them is to focus our attention on what we call problems, but they're really challenges, including opportunity, challenges with opportunity. So we want to give only 10% of our conversation to problems, and 90% to solutions. So we do that in some powerful ways. The word we is an activator for the collective, but also speaking in the first person singular, present tense, speaking in the present tense, I won't, is a powerful way of keeping a conversation focused on the positive. So we're going to be encouraging ourselves, checking each other, but also encouraging the listening audience. When you call in to contribute, focus your attention on solution. It is more powerful to share a solution to a challenge than to focus all of the attention emotionally on the challenge itself, as daunting as some challenges are that we are facing today. Nevertheless, we have solution information, and if we focus on solution, we can trigger a process that will remake the world. So those two tools, we'll keep coaching in some instances to speak in the first person singular. And the other thing is to focus our attention on solution as opposed to problem.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off talking about health, sound health. And I'm going to define sound health as being spiritually, intellectually, physically, and emotionally healthy. And in order to do that, again, there has to be a balance. There has to be an alignment between all of those aspects of ourselves. Now, we know that none of those are clear-cut. I mean, it's not clear-cut. Where does our mind end or begin and our body end, and where does our spirituality begin and end? Everything overlaps. Everything impacts everything else. But still, there are these different expressions of who we are. We know that we are a soul. And in that soul, we have this capacity to think. Our soul is in a body that's able to move and to be able to execute actions and do wonderful things. So there are so many connective parts to this entity that Allah, that the Creator has given us as human beings. And it's a gift. It's truly a gift. So we have to give consideration to this. What is it that will put us in balance, and what has taken us out of balance? Now, in keeping with what Hakeem is saying about us spending 10% of the time on problems and 90% on solutions, I don't want to be the typical health person that is going to tell you all the bad things, all the bad statistics about how much sickness there is in the world, all the bad foods that there are, all the things that we shouldn't eat, all the things that we shouldn't do. I want to spend time on accentuating and emphasizing the things that we can be doing in order to enhance our health and in order to be able to really be growing and evolving ourselves on higher levels in each one of those aspects in physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So there's a lot that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to break that down considerably. So, you know, again, my approach is a holistic approach, and that means, too, not focusing on any one particular approach as being the solution to our health. So it's going to take more, and I think most people are realizing this now. It's going to take more than just going to the doctor and getting a prescription for some pills or being recommended to have some type of diagnostic test, maybe surgeries or whatever, in order to cure our illnesses. But at the same time, I'm not X-ing that out because everything has its place. So what the medical profession has to offer, there's a place for that. And I'm not telling anybody that they shouldn't go to the doctor, that they shouldn't take their medication. That is not my approach as a health coach, a holistic health coach. It's going to take all these different tools in order to bring together a workable model for us to come back into balance. And then on the other hand, too, the answer is not just running to your local health food store and trying to snatch off the latest vitamin or mineral supplement or some type of miracle liquid that is going to produce these wonderful results in your life, all right, in terms of healing you and making you feel better so that you really have been, I won't say cured of your illnesses, but so that you really have come into a level of wellness. There are no magic bullets, really, there aren't. So the way to good health, to sound health, and balanced health is through a process. And that process means taking this and that and bringing it together and developing your own personal plan for how you need to develop a routine, your own personal regimen, day to day, as consistently as you can. That doesn't mean that every day you're going to do everything that you need exactly, perfectly to work towards this state of health, but it means that you're committed, that you're determined and you're focused to work through the barriers and the challenges that may get in your way that try to make you think that it's not so important to focus on your health. Because that's where the damage gets done. If you are more into taking care of your car, now that might sound silly, but it's not really so silly. Sometimes we do put a lot into car repair that we don't put into body repair. We try to fill our cars up with the premium octane gas, and we don't fill our bodies up with premium quality food. So these are some things to consider. And the goal is really for our bodies to come into a natural sync, a natural rhythm with the rhythms of creation. Creation has a rhythm to it, has a pattern to it. And this pattern, as described in the Holy Quran, and I'm sure there are there's a similar principle that's related in the Quran in the Bible and probably the Torah, which are other books that God has revealed to people of faith, and that is that He has made the creation on a very beautiful pattern of naturalness, which in the Quran we call the fitra, which is an excellent pattern that really no one understands but God, even though there's constantly people trying to find ways to duplicate that pattern, clone things and reproduce technology or produce technology that's supposed to mimic the human form and the human capacity. But nobody has ever been able to do that and probably will never be able to do it, I'm sure. But at the same time, we have to respect that everything in the creation, in the natural creation, and really even in the unnatural creation to some degree, has some type of pattern that it's based on. Now, some of those patterns are good patterns, excellent patterns, because they're natural patterns, and some of those patterns are not good patterns. So what we want to do over time is to be able to identify our own personal pattern and to, first of all, understand that the natural pattern, the fitra pattern, is already inside of us. That degree of excellence is already functioning inside of us. So it's not like something that we've got to try to go out and get and find something to put inside of us to make us better. What is going to make us better is already there. And what we need to do is to be able to connect with that. And we can connect with that by, again, paying attention to rhythms and to ways, a structure for doing things. Of course, the sun and the moon, they have times that they rise and times that they set. And the birds and the ants and the bees, they have times that they do things, times that they nest, times that they mate, and times that they go out and look for food. And it's all in a pattern. And when you look around at the natural creation, they don't seem to be having the same issues that the human creation does. Of course, they don't have the same capacity that we have as humans, because we have a very wonderful, unique ability to have this limited free will that God has given us. And that is, it's the highest point of our creation, and it can be the lowest point. So it can, our free will can either take us high or it can take us low. And we have the ability and the responsibility to make those choices in our lives in terms of which way we will go. And again, as Hakim has stated, wellness and health and wealth, they're our birthright. We have to reclaim that birthright. to some degree, we can say people have taken it away from us, but nobody can really take away from us something that God has ordained for us. We have to get out of that mindset of blaming other people and pointing fingers to other people and take responsibility for claiming what is naturally ours. Now, that doesn't mean that it is not a struggle to do that. There will be a struggle to do it. It's not easy to make changes in your life, and particularly in an environment that is telling you that there are better ways to do things that may not be the better way, that's not the best way, because it's not a natural way. It's not a way that God has ordained for the human being to function. So we want to discover natural rhythms, and we'll be talking a lot about natural rhythms. In fact, there are 9 elements that I have identified. Well, when I say I have identified, I don't mean that I've come up with them myself. They're easily identifiable. But I want to make you aware of them, and I'm not even going to go into them right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about these in coming shows. As Hakeem has stated, we will be alternating 1 week. He'll do a show. Next week I'll do one. But right now what I invite you to do is to go on my website, which is footstepstowellness.net. And there you can take a little survey. It's called your personal earth survey or the body earth survey. And you click on that link and you can take a survey and discover what these 9 elements of health that impact your health are and how well you're doing in each one of those areas. So I invite you to do that. That's kind of like an action item that I'm challenging you to do today out of this conversation that I'm getting ready to turn back into Hakeem's hands. But I encourage you to do that. You can do it. You can share the – just print it out for yourself, or you can submit it and share it with me, and I'll give you a little feedback on it. And we'll be talking about it in the next show that I host, which will be on October the 1st.
You know, our hope is that you will find an encouragement and you'll be inspired to become a regular listener and a regular participant in this conversation. There are some consistencies that you will see in the structure of the programs as we present them. And one of those consistencies is that we will be dealing with the power in words, the power in language. In fact, since we are English-speaking people, we have to bear witness that most of us do not know the root origin of the words we use. So we will be doing a lot of that, exploring words to unlock the power in the word. There is as much power in English words as there are in other words. We just don't know how to unlock the power. We do not know in English how to trace a word all the way to its root, and that root being in the natural creation. So we're going to be doing a lot of that, and tonight we are tossing these two terms, health and wealth, around. We won't get into it, but as a pattern that you will see over and over in the show, we will be taking words and trying to collectively unleash their power. So you would know that in the word health and wealth, the only difference in the combination of letters is an H and a W. Now that suggests something to the mind, that those words are similar to an extent that there is a minor variation. And that variation turns out to be, as Kadir said earlier, one is talking about balance and well-being in your biological earth, your body, and the other one is talking about balance and well-being in the earth, in our interaction with the earth. And as we explore these two words more and more, they unleash more and more power to us. So we're not going to delve into that tonight, but what I do want to say is that if we get branded in our mind that we have birthright, The Constitution of the United States recognizes that we have these birthrights by saying that all men, and man here means mine, all mine, male and female, are created equal. There is no difference because of race, creed, or color, except a biological expression. Race, creed, and color are biological expressions because of environment. That is the difference. But when you take the skin off, all of the rest of the anatomy of the human being, you can't tell race. It's difficult to tell race. So health and wealth has a strong connection with community life, and community life is that pattern of conduct that all living things incline toward. All living things seek to organize themselves into what we call community. Now, when you take the word and break it apart, it simply means common unit, a unit of one. In other words, for human beings, we are all one. We all came from the same source. Because of climate expression, we took on different colors and different hair textures and different eye colors and those things, but those are just climatic expressions. Underneath where the soul and the intellect lives and the true biology lives, we all one. So the trouble in the world is that we have gotten away from that knowledge. And as we go back toward that knowledge, seeking balance, we will see the term peace appearing back in our lives again. So that's our exploration. Now, what we know is that sitting in the listening audience will be some very powerful intellects, and we're excited about that. We're excited about interacting with your intellect based on solution, not the problem. The problem has been stated well enough. All the statistics are in. All of the research is in, telling us what the problem is. How to solve the problem is what we want to engage in. And we have the knowledge. The information has come to us how to solve the problem on behalf of the entire humanity. It'll take some time, but it's a done deal. It's going to happen. As sure as the President of the United States said that we need to remake the world, he also implied that we can remake the world. We have at our disposal the information, the knowledge systems to remake the world. So that's our pursuit. We invite you to form a kinship with us in this conversation and see it as if we're having a conversation on behalf of the entire humanity. That is the basis of the show. That is the intent of the show. If you will, that is the goal and objective of the show. And we invite you to take this walk with us. And along the way, we will increase our stride to a brief run. And later on, we might even fly.
Well, this is a time where we are encouraging anyone who's listening. As we said, we want this to be an interactive experience starting right now. So if you're listening, whether you've called in already or you're listening on the phone, all you have to do is just click 1. Or if you are at your computer, you can dial in, and you are welcome to make any comment based on what you heard tonight, or you can make some suggestions on topics that you would like for us to explore, or just give some feedback in general. But please do make it relevant. Let's just not talk about anything. And let's be positive. Let's be focused on presenting a very positive statement of whatever, of whatever is expressed. We want to stay positive ourselves. That's a challenge sometimes. And we remind each other, we remind ourselves, and we remind you, and then you remind us, too, if you ever think that we're not being positive enough in anything that we express here. excuse me, but please do call in with any questions or maybe concerns that you may have, maybe a current challenge that you might want to express, because those challenges do come up. That's a reality. We don't like to call them problems. We think when we use the term challenge, it just puts it out there that it's something that is being structured for us to deal with. So it's not anything to overwhelm us, but it means that we have to look at it as a test. It's just a test, a challenge like you would be challenged in a race or challenged in whatever, on your job or in a contest. That's what life is. It's a challenge. And the more we look at it, then the more we can just kind of be relaxed and enjoy ourselves, even in the face of the challenge, and know that with God's help and his support, which we always have as believing people of faith, that he will see us through it. So if there's anybody now that wants to call in, please do so, and we are listening out for you.
You know, as we go forward in the future, we ask Almighty God to bless us with functional health and well-being, so that we can do the work, not just for us, Kadir and I, but for you in the listening audience, that we need this health and wealth in order to do the work that is before us. Each one of us have a special mission in this life as a reason why we were born. And we have this collective desire to see each one of us achieve that during our lifetime. So in this show, we're actually going to be constructing a conversation. And we want you to feel like you are a partner in building the show, building the integrity of the show, building the empowerment of the show, all of those things, as we said earlier, the transformative capability in the conversation. We want you to feel a partner in that with us. Be a partner with us. And in that conversation, we will see powerful, powerful light coming out. So if you are disposed right now, please indicate your willingness or interest in offering a comment or making a suggestion or, as Kadira said, making a request.
Yes, and until somebody indicates that they want to say something, we'll probably just keep on talking because that's our responsibility here, is to keep it rolling. But feel free to interrupt us at any time. Hakeem, let me just ask you something to share with our listening audience, and that is that you have written a book this year, and it's about on the verge of being released, and I just thought maybe you might want to share something about your book with our audience.
Well, this is the first time I think I've ever written anything of that magnitude or that amount of writing, so I by no means consider myself a writer. I really don't know how I wrote that one. I wonder really whether I wrote it or it wrote me. But nevertheless, the information did come to me. I have to acknowledge that. It came through me and through the computer. It ended up on paper, and we have in development for publication right now, a book. And that book is entitled The Transcending Mind. Now, what is suggested by that title, The Transcending Mind, what is being suggested is that the human spirit and the human psyche and the human intellect is on the rise, that human consciousness is growing by leaps and bounds. All of the evidence around us support that, but if we are down in the trenches of everyday life, we don't quite see that. In fact, we might be surrounded with the doldrums as opposed to believing that things of light is bursting out everywhere. So the transcending mind is an attempt to explain to some degree all of this dynamic activity that is happening on the planet, and particularly happening between nations, between races, between the sexes, between all of these elements of human expression. There's this dynamic activity. Some of it is destructive and some of it is very creative, but nevertheless, dynamic activity occurring in the human family. So the book is addressing that. One example of that is the whole idea of systems. Now, in future shows, we're going to deal with this, but you know, Kadira said earlier, what life suggests, wherever you examine it, is the availability of or the involvement of systems. That is, groups of expression coming together to give life expression. So in the human being, we have the spirit, we have the intellect, and we have the biology. And they all work together, or are supposed to work together, have the capacity to work together as one unit. And when the human being is acting as one unit, where the mind, the spirit, and the body is working as one unit, the human being becomes the most powerful living thing on the planet. When those three do not work in harmony, we call that imbalance, and the human being experiences sickness and all of that stuff. So the book is addressing all of the systems, major systems, that influence our life and the quality of our life that are in a state of disturbance right now, of chaos in some respect. What does that mean? So the book explains what it means, and we invite you to, when it is on the market, to get the book and read it and hopefully enjoy it, and then give us some feedback from your reading of it. Hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks, the book will be available on the Internet through Barnes & Noble and those booksellers as an electronic book. And then shortly after that, God willing, we will publish a printed copy of the book and hopefully distribute it throughout the earth in as many languages as possible, because it is attempting to support you and I in understanding that this is the best time in the history of the human being to be a human being, this time we're living in right now. And so what can we do to grab hold to that, to seize the opportunity? The book tells us some things that we can do to charge up our lives and get ahead of the curve in terms of this great world that is unfolding before our very eyes. So that's the book, and the title again is The Transcending Mind, How to Claim Your Place in the New Unfolding Global Community of Man. But I could ask you the same question. You were fortunate enough, and I say that, to get out of the starting gate, Kadira, and write a book in almost record time and get it published. Kadira's book is available through the booksellers on the Internet as an e-book right now. And she wrote it on fasting, during the great month of fasting for people in our faith community, the Muslims, the Ramadan season, the 30-day of fast. So she wrote her book, and I would ask you the same question. What was the intent of your book? What is the title of it? And how does it address a common opportunity that is in the whole humanity? I know it's written for the Muslim community, the Muslim, but also I see in it some broader implications. So comment on that for us.
Well, I too want to say that this is the first book that I've written. I do consider myself a writer most of my life, but this is certainly the first time I wrote a book. And the inspiration to do it, well, first of all, for the past 3 years in Atlanta, right before each Ramadan, I have been giving workshops and presentations about optimizing your health during Ramadan and beyond. And I also have had a Facebook page by the same name for the past 3 years. And so this topic has been very near and dear to me, to be able to express and share with Muslims throughout the Atlanta community, and even beyond that, because I haven't traveled to other cities to do presentations, but I have had teleconferences that people were able to log into to listen to tips, health tips, for having a healthier fast and for continuing good health practices after the fast. So the book essentially, which is called Glow with Ramadan All Year Long, How to Achieve Greater Health, Energy, and Vibrancy During and After the Fast. Essentially, it is kind of like a compilation of many of the ideas and suggestions that I was sharing in my presentations over the past few years. But I believe that as Allah, when we open ourselves to do anything for the pleasure of Allah, Allah always gives us a little bit more to share and to put out there than what we expected. So the book does have some elements in it that kind of even surprised me. Once I got it written and read it back myself, I said, where did this come from? And in a sense, when I read the book myself, there were some things that I was learning or didn't realize that were in me that got expressed that I can only say it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of his spirit coming through to be expressed in a certain way. And that's certainly what will happen or what does happen with any of us. When we connect with our purpose and we are committed to follow through on our purpose and to share out of whatever that purpose is, then Allah, God, he puts that inspiration that comes through us, a very energizing spirit that comes through us, and we're able to open ourselves and have that come out to be shared with others. So that is how I see my book. And I think it didn't get out as quickly as I wanted it to prior to Ramadan. I really wanted to get it out in the spring so that people would have a good 2 to 3 months to condition themselves in preparation for the fast, because there are a lot of preparation techniques and preparation tips in there to do dietary things, mental exercises that will bring us into a better mindset and a better physical condition for going into the fast. I was a little bit pressed at the end and did not get it published online. This is an e-book. And it's been published through a publisher called Book Tango. It's also available in Amazon and Barnes & Noble online booksellers, e-booksellers, in their e-book store. And it got out about 2 weeks prior to Ramadan, and I do think there was quite a few people. I was a little surprised and very thankful that were able to, or that purchased the book, that communicated to me that they really appreciated it and they were using it during Ramadan. And now, of course, it's after Ramadan, all right? We're post-Ramadan and post-Eid. And sometimes we just kind of like forget about Ramadan after the first week or two. Things just kind of start fading away from us in terms of the good habits that we cultivated and the good practices that we engaged in. But that's really the premise of my book, or the main theme of my book, Glow with Ramadan All Year Long, is that whatever we learn in Ramadan, whatever levels that we're able, that Allah blesses us to evolve to because of the fasting, because of seeking to be close to Him, seeking to be in nearness to Him, so that we're doing acts that are pleasing, and we're trying to live the way that He wants us to live, not the way that we want, that our nafs or our soul that sometimes can lead us astray with its suggestions. So anyway, the point is that now, even after Ramadan, there's plenty of things that we can do to keep that Ramadan spirit, to keep up the Ramadan practices, not the fasting now. We're not to fast all year long. We fast primarily during Ramadan and sometimes every now and then throughout the year. But there are definitely other things that we can do that will keep that, what I call the Ramadan glow, going. And I'll be exploring that more in my next show on October the 1st at 8 o'clock p.m., and I certainly look forward to connecting with all of you at that time, and I hope that you will bring, again, your questions and your comments and suggestions, and we'll have a really great time talking with each other and having a discussion.
So God says in the Quran that He has prescribed a mode of fasting for all people. Is that right?
I'm not sure of that.
Yes. So if that is so, then how do your book contribute to the broader human question?
Well, yes. Well, we know, first of all, when my husband caught me a little bit off guard when he asked me that question, I mean, I'm familiar with that particular idea in Quran of there's a mode of fasting for everybody. So I can't think, personally, I can't think of a verse that relates to that, but my knowledge is way short of being inclusive of what is in the Quran. So some of you may be able to reference that too. But we do know that the Quran is for everybody, all right? The way of life that God has prescribed for humanity is contained in the Quran. Whether you claim to be Muslim or not, it doesn't make any difference. All right, but anybody that wants to live a good life, a righteous life, you don't even have to say you're Muslim. You can be Christian, you can be Jewish, you can be other than that. But if you believe in one God, if you believe that you are accountable to that God, that you will have to answer to Him for His acts on a day after you leave this earth, and that there is a life to come after this, then you are a believer. And as a believer, whatever God prescribes for us as Muslims in the Quran really can be applied to everybody. So in that sense, I want you to see fasting as being very broad-based. What I have in the book, Glow with Ramadan, can be used by people of all faith. And I thank you, Hakeem, for pointing that out.
We want to remind our listening audience that this show is really an extension of our life work. Kadira's work is her life work. My work is my life work. And the show is an extension of that. And as an extension of our work, we also do public speaking. So we want you to keep in mind that we are interested in engagements for public speaking, particularly myself. We have both of our works are backed up with seminars and workshops to internalize what we're talking about. So we invite you to consider that. And the services that we provide is an extension of what we're talking about on the show. So with that in mind, we just want to remind you of that and ask you to also approach our website and check out the work that we do.
Okay, and your website, Hakeem, is?
www.tlcscdc.com.
Okay, could you say that a little bit slower?
www.tlcscdc@.com.
Okay, and my website is simply Footsteps to Wellness, T-O, footstepstowellness.net. And, again, I invite you to come on my website, take the little survey on there that will have you to determine what elements are out of balance in your life now that are impacting your health. And let's look forward to having a wonderful conversation in a couple of weeks about that.
So in closing comments, we want to thank everyone who took the time to sign on to the show, to listen, to be a part in spirit of what the conversation is, and to really be prepared to engage in the conversation with us as we move along in the different shows that God bless us to host and bring to you. So we wish you a very productive remainder of your day, depending on what time zone you're in, whether the sun is up or whether it's down. We're talking really all around the planet. So wherever you are, we wish you the very best day and the very best life, balance, and health, and well-being.
Assalamu alaikum. Hakim, this is Kyle. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to let you know you do have two callers in the queue.
Oh, we
do? May have something to say. Do you see them?
I think we need to click. What do we need to click on?
You have an area code 917 S1.
Uh-huh.
Who you see the your little yellow question mark?
Okay,
917.
Are you on?
917.
917.
Area code 917.
Yes.
Yes. Could you go ahead,
that's
please? Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, I was just about to proceed with an engagement, scheduled engagement I had at 9 o'clock, but I just want to thank you for the opportunity. My name is Abu Qadir Islam at Albany, New York, and I just want to thank you for the positive message that you were conveying, and we have a program here that God willing will be sharing with you in the future. I know we're about to close right now, but I'm really, really excited about the language and keeping the language of our leader alive, the leader
yes.
of our prophet, and the leader of our leader, Imam Dawidi Muhammad. And I believe that's going to help us share in our responsibility to assist in what God has planned for us to help be a better service to humanity. And certainly, as you stated, through health and wealth, in the word health is the word heal, and in the word wealth is the word wheeling. And then we know we, from the world we come from in the past, wheel and deal. But in looking at words, we really appreciate the language that Imam shared with us in reference to Miami's mind and words made people in crime as a moral problem. And
absolutely.
In our program we have here, which we have a 501c3 called Universal Concepts, we're working right now diligently to share with our audience and with our community and humanity on what we believe is essential and imperative as components of health and wealth, and that is the conceptual incarceration. In order for people to move on, they have to recognize this conceptual incarceration. In order to have restorative justice, we have to recognize this conceptual incarceration. And I think it's going to assist us in the way you have suggested and recommended, which is key, because the Imam stated to us that certainly words make people, and we should not want to go to the root of the problem. We should go to the seed that produces the root. Otherwise, we'll be continually perpetuating a situation that will be everlasting. And so to rid a problem, whether it's health and or wealth, or to improve on a problem, we have to go to the seed. And so I'm just happy to hear the both of you sharing information. And we have a remarkable responsibility and job to help in sharing and help humanity, wherever we are, toward a better, healthy life. So I'm
Brother
just excited. Katrina,
I hope at some point in the time I can have you on the show as an interview.
Inshallah, we look forward to it.
Yes.
We work with young men, 13 to 18.
Some kind of way, let's make contact. And we can work that out in the future.
I think if you go to Hakeem's website, that would probably be the best way for you to contact him.
Sure.
And
not a problem.
His contact.
We can go to footstepwellness.net.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
There's one more caller on. I want to try to make time for that caller. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us, and we look to hear from you again.
Well, we pray that Allah is pleased with all our efforts in earning His pleasure.
Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you.
Welcome.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Sister Kadira, it's Agina.
Oh, as-salamu alaykum. How are you?
I'm good, thank Allah.
Thank Allah, yes.
Thank you sharing a wealth of information, health information, and I'll be looking forward to tuning in to hear you. But I wanted to ask you a question about deep-rooted pain and hurt that people hold on to, sometimes causes health issues that they're unaware of. You know, like people hold on to secrets, deep secrets from years and years ago, and abuse, you know, that maybe happened during their childhood. And they grow up with the hurt and the pain, and it causes serious illness. So in one of your programs, could you touch on that? You know, because sometimes
yes,
we can take the herbs and the natural supplements and eat healthy and really don't get to the cure. I mean, you know, I mean to the root of the sickness or the illness that pain has created.
Yes, that is so true. And actually, the state of mind that we're in, and of course, particularly when it's a negative state that produces negative emotions, negative thinking, that impacts our body even more so than food and or bad food and lack of exercise. We know that those things impact us, but the stress and the negativity in our within ourselves, that impacts us even more. And, yes, that will be one of the topics. So thank you for calling in to suggest that. And please do tune in for my next show, which will be on October the 1st. Of course, tune in next week, too, for Hakeem's show that will be devoted solely to his topic of wealth building in the community. But I will be addressing health topics starting October the 1st. The survey that I'm inviting everyone to take on my website, that is one of the elements that you will see. It's a holistic perspective of what impacts your health and certainly your emotions and your relations and your relationships and all of that impacts. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
And sister, I want to say this also, in addition to addressing the person, the community can create an environment that facilitates the person releasing. And we'll be talking about that more as we talk more about the power of community. But I just wanted to put that in addition to what Kadira is saying.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. And it's the time for us to sign off now. And we pray that everyone has a very blessed evening, a very blessed night, a very blessed life, and that all good things continue to come to you in your striving, and we will be in tune with you next week at the same time.
Wa alaykum as-salam.